following a series of noise complaints filed by a resident of downtown Aspen and then eventually a trial, City Council this week agreed to support increasing the legal decibel levels on Restaurant Row. The changes would also allow noisy festivities until 11 p.m., 2 hours longer than the city's current noise ordinance allows. City Council member Adam Frisch enthusiastically supports the change. Councilman, thanks for joining us.
Of course. Always great to be here, Roger.
The quote that caught my eye in the newspaper was, I believe, if I get this right, it was louder, livelier, longer, or something
yes.
along those lines.
One of those combinations.
And so I think what you were trying to say was, we want the party to continue because that's good for downtown.
Yes, without a doubt, Roger. In a resort community, in the core of town, especially on what we all know as Restaurant Row. As a side note, I kind of touched about maybe we should have an entertainment district with inside the core, because not all the core needs to have that level of action going on. But, you know, on the longer part, I think if you looked around at our peers of resort communities as well as other resorts around the country and just other cities in the state, 9 p.m. was a little early, especially come summertime. And so I think we all agreed, all five of us, that 11 o'clock would work out well. And unlike tearing down buildings or unlike buildings, these can be quasi-temporary moves. If this doesn't work out and there's a big pushback in a year from now, we'll reassess and change.
Obviously, there was this wound up in court because of some owners of a penthouse downtown that the noise was a problem for them. Did it take that to bring this subject up for debate?
You know, there was a series of noise complaints over the summer, and I think either every single one or 99% of every single one came from one complainer. And so they definitely brought it to the forefront to make sure that we checked in on where we were. While they might not be happy with where we came down on council, there's been pretty broad support across from a wide variety of people and age and where you live, realizing that one of the core aspects of Aspen is to have a lively place. There's not going to be rock concerts there blaring out with 10-foot speakers. We just want to make sure that people chatting outside, having a beer or something at the brewery or other places around Restaurant Row, or some music that's appropriate every now and then is not going to be a problem, because we think that fits in with the Aspen character.
So does this set a precedent for, let's say I wanted to move into downtown? Am I going to now know what those rules are, and I either accept it or reject it, and that's on me as a buyer?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still a fan of having people living downtown. A mixture of free market and affordable housing, I think, works for me as a vitality thing. When this one couple started complaining a lot, it obviously put a lot of egg on my face. This was like my worst nightmare come true as far as who would move into downtown, throw open their windows or doors, and say, why is it so loud here? You don't move to McLean Flats and start complaining about elk running across your lawn or yard or land. And so there's pros and cons about all these different places to live in Aspen. And with that, you have to roll with the punches. And so I think it does tell people who are living downtown or thinking about moving downtown, please realize that there's a higher level of need for the community. And so I don't think that there's a zero-sum game between kind of a livelier downtown, louder and longer, and having the ability to live downtown.
Well, Councilman, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Roger. Have a great day.
Adam Frisch is a member of the Aspen City Council. The looser noise ordinance is expected to be in place by July. I'm Roger Adams, Aspen Public Radio News.